Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
When it comes to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen, you means liberty, baby. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, always on your radio. 6 days a week on the Sabbath, we rest as the good Lord intended. This is indeed the broadcast for December the 21st in the year of our Lord 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. As you know, we reject revolution, but we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday might make sense. As you know, I'm a fan of chick flicks. So I highlighted three or four of my favorite Christmas and otherwise movies yesterday. We're talking about Christmas Angel, 2009. The Ultimate Gift, 2006. We also talked about this huge study. If you and your spouse had kids prior to marriage, you're twice as likely to get divorced. We talked about that in detail yesterday. And that also means, hey, invoking the procreative power outside of marriage oftentimes spells disaster. Homicide, by the way, they say was the leading cause of death for pregnant and postpartum women in 2018 and 2019. They say it's a massive health public concern. Well, I highlighted Beyonce, ladies. Single ladies put a ring on it and highlighted that, you know what, on one hand, that's great, put a ring on it. Marriage is good. But she then goes through this deal where she has this live-in deal for 3.5 years and she's in tears the whole time. And then she just wants to go to the club and make him jealous and find somebody else. No wonder it's a meltdown in America, huh? Sam mentions the fantastic movie Lean on Me, 1989. Highlights that reality check about responsibility and taking action for solutions. Joe got it done, buddy. All right, I also highlighted another Christmas movie, A Song for the Season. These are all very mellow chick flicks, but they got poignant, principle-based truths and solutions in them. We also talked about The Family, A Proclamation to the World, an incredible document that really highlights kind of where we're at here. They say, we, the first presidency, and the Council of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints solemnly proclaim that marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God, and that the family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of his children. Critical, critical truths, ladies and gentlemen. Successful marriages and families are established and maintained on the principles of faith, prayer, repentance, forgiveness, respect, love, compassion, work, and wholesome recreational activities, ladies and gentlemen. We got to understand the proper role of God and family. Because if we do, we need a whole lot less government. And if we don't, then they always want you to believe in the satanic Hegelian dialectic, where they want you to believe the only answer is government. Shame on them. Power to truth to us. Because we're truth tellers on your radio. Merry Christmas. We're celebrating Christmas all week long, by the way, and that's a recap of yesterday's radio program. Still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Straight to our guest now, Ann Vandersteel, ladies and gentlemen. And Ann is the host of Steel Truth. America's News with Ann Vandersteel. It's weeknights, by the way. It's TV-based. Great stuff. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, understand, the Steel Truth lives on in all of us. And we know in our hearts that it exists. The question is, will we ever truly experience the rawness of the truth untainted by the fake news? Well, I think we can get the truth by circumventing the mainstream press, for sure, but we'll never get the truth without their manipulation and interference. Steeltruth.com, her website, and welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thank you, Sam. It's an honor to join you this morning. I appreciate that, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. And, you were talking about your favorite Christmas movies. One of my most favorite is It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, it's an oldie but goodie. And
amen.
I think many people right now can look around and go, man, you know, is it even worth it at this point? And you have to just go back and have some personal reflection. And, of course, your relationship with Jesus Christ to understand, yes, it is all worth it. And, yes, we must go through this pain and we must work together and set aside our personal differences so that we can come out on the other side of this in this biblical war. So I think sometimes It's a Wonderful Life is just a good movie to go back and take stock of your own self and decide, yeah, you're worth it. And look at all the deeds you've done to make the place a better world around you. And, you know, your family needs you. And this is what we have to do, some self-reflection at this point. So thank you for having me join you this morning.
Now that Clarence has his wings, just imagine if he cruised on down and showed the world what it was like without an Ann Vandersteel, right?
Or Sam.
That's right. Or any one of us for that matter, right?
That's exactly
Ladies
right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
That's
Ann.
Exactly right.
Ann is a trailblazer and a thought leader as the new media takes center stage, ladies and gentlemen. Her broadcast is a top shelf primetime investigative news and analysis program, ladies and gentlemen, leaving the mainstream press in the rearview mirror. And folks, I want to really highlight this. Ann's been at it for a long time. You and your producer have got a 30-year history in the media. I've got 25-plus years as a talk show host, and we've both been at it for a long time. And I'm telling you, there's some serious sea changes, aren't there?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Let me just make sure I get that very clear to you. I've been at this in new media 6 years. I jumped in when President Trump took a ride down the escalator. I worked for then Mr. Trump in 1990 and 91 in West Palm Beach. And I said to myself, right after we came out of the Reagan years and going into the early Bush senior years, I said, gosh, he would make a fabulous president because he was a fantastic boss. You know, he came into the property once a week and was a wonderful listener. And great leaders are always good listeners. They take all the input in, no matter who it is, whether it's the doorman or the receptionist or the general manager for the building. And took it all in and you know, went back and fixed concerns and addressed issues, but didn't do a whole lot of talking, just a lot of listening, which was great. He was loved by all. So I felt it was my duty at that point with my father serving and two children going in the military and having aspirations as such at that time that this is how I could serve. So I jumped in on Twitter and found Bill Mitchell at Your Voice America, and for the rest is history, started podcasting in 2016 and have never looked back. And producer Liz comes from the broadcast world, where she has a ton more experience just putting shows together. So between her visual her ability to tell a story through visual aids and movies and videos, and my ability to put words to it, we've sort of just found our stride. It's been a really fun journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, producer Liz and Ann no doubt have truth-telling abilities, and they're using it for the benefit of us all. I want to talk a little bit about Trump, Ann. You know, he was a great boss. You've been an advocate for Trump, and a lot of people love Trump. I did not vote for Trump, but I think he's a great guy. And I give him credit where credit's due all the time, but I'm willing to stand up against him when he does things that are not right as well. And here's the problem. A lot of people are saying, hey, former President Donald Trump acknowledged that he had received a booster shot against COVID-19. He was on one of his history tour events with Bill O'Reilly. I don't know why he's hanging out with the mainstream press, but there you go. Anyway, I find it interesting, though, that he said he got the booster, so he's got his shots. He's all, quote, fully vaccinated there. And the crowd booed Donald. And I'm here to say I think it's wrong for them to boo Donald. I'm not for the vaccines. I'm against them. I will never take them by my own free will and choice. Never, never, never write it down. But I'm telling you that, you know what, Donald has every right to choose as he will, too. And I think that the audience is being a little bit unfair for his own choices. We need to back. Hey, I don't agree sometimes with what you say, but I defend your right to say it idea. We need to really double down here and say, look, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just want to have my own choices. It's my body. And I want to have the truth completely transparent out there before everybody so they can make their own decisions. Anne?
Oh, I 100% agree. I disagree with President Trump and his position to take the vaccine. But again, I don't disagree with his ability to have that choice. And the biggest thing I think for all of us is the lack of informed consent. There's been mandates. Particularly if you see what's happening with the airline industry, what they've done to the pilots is force them to take these jabs or lose their jobs. And you're actually putting people in charge of, from 10 to 200 plus people on an aircraft flying at, breakneck speed at 40,000 feet. And God forbid they have an incident up there. You're already at risk for a deep vein thrombosis or a blood clot just because you're at altitude. You add these clot shots in there, which have a higher propensity for throwing clots and heart attacks, et cetera. It's with a substance that hasn't been in the market for not even a full year. So we've got concerns, and President Trump is seemingly ignoring those concerns. But that's his choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anne Vandersteel with me, steeltruth.com. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Anne Vandersteel with me, steeltruth.com, her website. The Steel Truth TV program, 9 o'clock Eastern, weeknights, ladies and gentlemen, on all kinds of systems. Brighty on TV, for one. But Steel Truth thoroughly vets their sources, provides evidence, and reports only the facts, wherever those facts may lead. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Truth tellers are what we love. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about former President Donald Trump, and a lot of people are attacking him for taking his booster shot. They're booing him and the audiences and everything else. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's uncalled for. I absolutely 1,000% disagree with Trump and his vaccine push. He's wrong. Okay? And whether you agree or disagree with the vaccines, you should agree with our choices to choose as we think best. Okay? But you got to give that truth to Donald, too. And if he wants to take the vaccines and if he believes in him, let him. Don't boo him. Just say, you know what? We respect your choice and we demand you respect ours. Anne?
100%. Again, these mandates are coming down from unconstitutional, non-constitutionally charted bureaucratic administrative state. Thank you, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, for signing the Federal Register Act in 1935, standing up these monolithic agencies that have ballooned into a metastatic cancer that now shove mandates down our throats. And because we are not literate on our laws of the Constitution and our God-given rights, we accept it on face value. What President Trump has imparted, and frankly, very honestly so, is that we have the right to choose and the right to try. And of course, the CDC and the hospitals, which are in lockstep, thanks to the Rockefeller Foundation, are forcing mandates and they're forcing protocols when there are other alternative treatments, as proven by their own monolithic organizations like the NIH. So President Trump, you have absolutely every right to do what you want to do, but so do we. And the agencies that are out there redelegating the power of the executive branch and forcing mandates are completely unlawful. And so that's the only separation we need to make sure we're clear on. He's free to do what he wants to do, but as are we.
And I double down and say at least Trump has been openly defensive of that truth to where we shouldn't be forcing these things as well. So I'm really concerned about the vaccination programs. I think it's a pro-death agenda. I think it's dangerous as all get out as experimental vaccines. I think there's evidence that not only was the COVID-19 created as a bioweapon, but so was the vaccine. So you got a weapon and then you got an anecdotal weapon. Both of them are disastrous, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. But now they're starting to call it Operation Omicron. And I'm going to get into my thoughts about this in a second, too. But Operation Omicron, they say the globalists are preparing for mass murder in the weeks ahead. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about all that. I would say this. Omicron is a weaponized derivative of whatever else. You know, you got Delta, you got whatever all along the way. I believe it's all a weaponized bioweapon. But I also think we need to be very careful when we start to talk about mass murder. Everybody's going to die tomorrow. You know what? That's what the globalists say, because they want you to be in fear. We need to make sure we don't fall for their narrative as well. I think Omicron personally is, hey, they want to send out a milder version to stop D, because D is killing too many people with the vaccinations. You don't know whether it's D that killed you or the vaccine that killed you. Most likely it's the vaccine. Well, if Omicron comes around, then everybody starts getting better and less people are going to the hospitals and less people are dying. Then they see, the vaccines work. So if there's any psyop there, I'm convinced that they're sending a milder version around to try to make it so that you believe in their vaccines. Because, look, they're going to use this bioweapon stuff, these vaccines, going forward. That's their plan to change your DNA. So whatever they got to do to coax you into trusting them over time is what they want to do. And your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, the Omicron variant is obviously much milder. Those reports started coming out of Africa last month. We heard about that. And it's, you know, most people who had it didn't even know they had it. It's the sniffle. So let's get back to basics. Coronavirus is the common cold. And there is lots and lots of varieties of the coronavirus common cold. What happened was they weaponized one, SARS-CoV-2, and they used with chimeric research and gain of function research, they made this a very potent bioweapon. Now they have recognized the ills of their ways and they need something, I agree with you, to get herd immunity around the planet more quickly so they can prove efficacy in their other jabs, which have a variety of different lots and potencies and strengths in these jabs that are going around. They're looking for a way to mitigate that. And I believe Omicron probably is, in fact, that, because it spreads very, very rapidly. The side effects and the outcomes from Omicron are far less severe than the original coronavirus, the COVID-19 that was launched last year or end of 2019. So I agree with you on that. But again, you know, Sam, the media loves fear porn. They love it. This is how they control. This has been the great MK Ultra PSYOP from the CIA. They've taken over the media and they are using information. It's information war. And this is, unfortunately, people don't have enough time to pay attention because everybody's working 6 months of the year to pay the government. And frankly, what really disturbs me is when you're working 6 months and 2 days to pay the government out of every tax year, you don't have time to do the research, and you're actually paying for your own demise. You yourself become part of the circular firing squad, and you don't even know it. It's totally disturbing. And again, the media has done an amazing job, and the social media speech cartels and the Silicon Valley speech cartels have done an extraordinary job of dividing all of us and scattering us into the wind in different corners of new media, you know, whether it's podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you are landing, because you've been blown out of the water so many times and shut down and censored. It's making it ever more difficult to make sure we get the truth out. So we're just like you, Sam, we're all working double overtime to work and make sure people get the facts so they can make better decisions and stop succumbing to this fear porn. And, you know, people need to stop complying with these mandates. That's what it boils down to. Take your life back. Take your God-given freedoms back, your rights, because the government, as we know, doesn't issue the rights. They give you privileges, and you pay for those privileges.
So Operation Omicron, are the globalists preparing for mass murders in the weeks ahead? I don't think so. That, again, is a fear-mongering tactic. I do believe they're trying to cover their tracks, though. They can't have everybody dying so fast, but then the vaccines are coming out. We've already documented that in 2021, not only in the United States, but around the world as well, more people have died than in 2020 from this stuff. And that doesn't work well when they're rolling out their vaccine program. So their real goal is to get you to trust in the arm of flesh and trust in their vaccinations, because that's where the real DNA manipulation weaponization is taking place. The first one was just to kind of prepare us, soften us up. That was the weapon called COVID, the weaponized version. Now they're trying to use the jab. That's what they really want, is that jab in everyone, because it changes things functionally. We're learning by incredible physicians, not only in your body, but in your brain, Ann.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not so sure I totally agree with you that they don't want mass depopulation on the planet. And the reason I say that is
they do long term. They just don't want it attributed to their weapon, though. So they want that long term.
Oh,
they're going to have
okay.
to back off and do it slower, because otherwise people are going to revolt. They're trying to keep the natives on the reservation and keep you calm and eventually have you trust in their vaccines. Their real goal is flat out population control by like 90%, without a doubt.
Correct. Okay.
But they don't want it attributed to their hey, the vaccine doesn't work plan. What'll happen is it'll backfire and they'll have less death. What they want to do is get you to trust them, because they'll have more death over time. Their goal
Correct.
Is death for sure.
Well, I do think that the world is waking up. I mean, look at what's going on across outside of the United States. You're seeing protests everywhere. People are rising up and gathering by the millions in the streets right now, all over the the European continent. The Australians have sent out SOSs, and then you've got that crazy Prime Minister Jacinda down in New Zealand, who's talking about it's fine to go back and have orgies of 25 people or less in the red light districts. I mean, this is what's happening in the world. And if you sit back and you watch that and don't go, wait a minute, my public servant just told me I can go back to having orgies, like as if that's any of their business. This is the absurdity of where we're at right now. It's on full display. It's just whether or not people with information overload, Sam, have the time to take it all in. You know, I know you're doing a heck of a job aggregating this kind of content to put it in people's faces and go, hey, here's the agenda. Look at the United Nations. They put the beast out there, this god-awful statue, which is nothing short of a satanic idol that they worship, so that they can laugh at all of us. They're laughing at us right now, and I agree with you. They can't get caught with their pants down on this vaccine, because if they do, the revolts will become ever more severe. Although I don't know that the proverbial Pandora's box hasn't been opened and that people aren't not awake at this point now to say, hey, I'm not doing this.
I pray you're right, and that's the battle we've got to fight. I think they've underestimated our ability to wake people up, and I think they've kind of freaked out. And they went, whoa, we thought we could get away with this. Now we can't. We better back off. We got to have a milder version, tame this down, because we got to have the soft war continue. And if we're not careful, we'll turn it into a hard war before we're ready. Hang tight. Ann Vandersteel with me. Steeltruth.com in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The manslaughter trial of former police officer Kim Potter is now in the hands of the jury. Potter fatally shot a combative 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center last April. As a nervous nation worries about the federal government shutting down the economy once again for COVID-19, Dr. Oz on Fox News questions President Biden's leadership because he has developed nothing new in his administration to combat the virus.
What is surprising is how unprepared the Biden administration is. Basically, they're given the vaccines developed under President Trump during Operation Warp Speed. Mm-hmm. So where's the leadership? There are no home kits. I tried to buy one yesterday, couldn't find them anywhere. Inadequate testing capacity. Where are the approved pills, the treatment for the actual virus? Instead, we get these reflexive one-size-fits-all mandates.
President Biden will talk to the nation about the country's fight against COVID-19 today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Let's get an update on the Americans and green card holders left behind in Afghanistan by the Biden administration's deadly and chaotic withdrawal.
Efforts to evacuate Afghan-American citizens, their families, and interpreters that worked with the U.S. military in Afghanistan are ongoing, despite the United States completing its withdrawal of troops from that country back in August. Project Dynamo is helping with those efforts, and one of its co-founders, Matt Henning, explains what their role is in the evacuations.
This is surge support that we're providing. We're augmenting this government mission. But the government moves at the speed that the bureaucracy can move. So they need our help for surge support. That's why we're here.
Multiple reports indicate that only 3,000 Afghans have been evacuated since September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Football League has a couple of games starting today at 7 p.m. Eastern. Merry Christmas week to you and your family from ours. We are USA Radio News.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, we are ringing the bell of freedom, the Liberty Bell, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas bells. It's about turning people to Christ Almighty. God Almighty is the answer to the problems we face, ladies and gentlemen. Ann Vandersteel with us. Steeltruth.com, her website. Her incredible TV show, 9 o'clock Eastern, every evening, weekdays. And on her website, on demand, Steeltruth.com. It's syndicated by a variety of platforms. It's incredible. Great, great stuff. Her and producer Liz put together an incredible truth-telling program, to say the least. And the reason that I focus so much on this about, I don't believe that they're really ready for mass murder of everybody right now, because they've already realized they've overplayed their hand. They're afraid of us is the real point that I'm getting at. They're afraid of us. If they weren't, they'd just crack down and just wreck us all and kill millions of us if they could, because they're that evil. But they know. They know full well that if they overstep in America right now, look, there's 400,000 plus, guns? Millions of guns, right?
Right.
You know, they know full well. And so they're afraid of us. And I believe they've overstepped and they know it. And they're going, whoa, we didn't expect people to wake up this quick. So now they're kind of backing off and saying, all right, let's build trust in our dishonest science. Let's back off and have people trust our vaccines. You know what? We've got to go about this quietly in a soft war, or else it's going to turn hard quick and they're going to rat us out of office and take back their countries and stuff like that. They're still afraid of us because we hold the real power if we're cognizant of it and if we demand it. They know that. The people don't yet, sadly. That's why us as truth tellers have to tell them. But they know full well. Otherwise, they just go, you know, hog wild on murder. But they can't and they won't and they're not ready for it. They're afraid of us, Ann.
Yeah, I think they are afraid of us. There's no doubt about it. I mean, at this point, when you can turn on the television and see people rising up all over the country, and thanks to Al Gore and his wonderful invention of the internet, we have now been able to connect, you know, peer-to-peer around the world and talk to people in real time about what's going on with video evidence to prove what's actually happening worldwide. And if you don't, you know, take that seriously, then those people are foolish. And frankly, we know at this point, Sam, between Davos, the World Economic Forum, Bilderberg, the United Nations, these, the World Health Organization, you know, Bill Gates and his foundation, there's a global elite power structure, like President Trump explained that day in January of 2017 in his inaugural speech, that has ruled the world. And these are the international bankers, and of course, the global technocracy, the big pharmaceutical industries. These are the people that have ruled the world. And frankly, it's not millions of people. It's a handful of them, 3,000 at best. And it's the same people over and over that attend all of these different entities, whether it's World Economic Forum, Davos, Bilderberg, Burning Man. There's always the same people over and over. And those are the people that Jeffrey Epstein hung around. Those are the people that Bill Gates is good friends with. And these are the people, I'm sure, that Ghislaine Maxwell is probably revealing in some of the information in her show trial, which we'll hopefully see something come from that, but I'm not going to hang my hat on it at this point. So they understand. In numbers, they're woefully, woefully under the water. In other words, there's far more of us. So, of course, the biggest thing is, how do they keep a lid on this? Well, we've witnessed how they've kept a lid on information during the 2020 election because they censored everybody during COVID. You had people posting on Facebook about the vaccine or about the coronavirus and the hoax of the whole thing, only to be banished from Facebook, and then only to have Dr. Fauci do a Zoom call with Mark Zuckerberg the other day, and Zuckerberg sitting there squirming like a space alien, couldn't make eye contact with the camera, while Fauci actually admitted that maybe these vaccines were making people worse and not better. So it's quite interesting, this reveal that we're seeing happen in real time. And I do believe that a lot of it is to call the masses, because the masses are awake versus their woke culture. They are awake and they're not going to take it anymore. And they recognize, you know, if we decide not to comply, the hashtag do not comply is vaporizing Twitter at the moment. If we decide not to comply, they're in for a world of trouble. And I believe that their day is coming. It's just hard to see it when you have a United States of America, a constitutional republic, being basically governed by non-constitutional agencies that are edicting mandates, and people simply don't understand the law. They don't understand where their rights are, and therefore they succumb like sheep versus standing up for their God-given rights. This is the battle. It's the good versus evil, but we've got to educate the people on how they can leverage the good that God has provided and our founding fathers enumerated in a piece of parchment 245 years ago. That simplifies it for you, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. They're afraid of us and they know it. And they've got to walk this fine line of, how do they keep us on the reservation, so to speak? How do they keep the natives from getting too restless? How do they continue their plans in a soft war? Because if it got hard now, they'd lose. These few thousand people around the world, or a few hundred people at most, that are in the inner circles and everything else, look, we can take them out in a heartbeat. Not that I'm recommending war. I'm just saying that, you know what, they know this. They want to keep it soft. They want to keep it gentle. They want us to believe they have our best interest at heart. It's kind of like Satan, while they send us down this primrose path of deception, only to slam the door behind us as we go. But here's what I think they're doing. I think they're putting out trial balloons to test where the American people are. They know when they want to vaccinate everybody, we're not going to tolerate it. They're backing off that right now. And the more of us that stand up, the more they're going to be forced to back off. That's why it's so up to you and me, my fellow Americans. Because you know what? If we don't stand up, their probe will say, hey, the people aren't, you know, willing to fight back on this one. Push harder. If we push back, then they're going to back off. They have to. They know it. Well, here's the next example of this point. It's an incredible article written by Bob Unruh in WND.com. And here's the headline. New York State lawmakers are asked to approve concentration camps for the sick. Plan would have governor identify those to be locked up. I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen. They say when American mayors, governors, and others want their populations to submit to COVID-19 mandates, lockdown, and other orders, they were faced with what they perceived as, well, a hostile public, right? There was obstacles. There was individuals who simply said, not, we're not doing that. We're not going to follow orders. They didn't like that. So now in the state of New York, a proposal is being prepared for lawmakers to consider that would simply resolve that dispute, right? A plan pre-filed for the coming legislative session in New York would simply determine who would they would want to have locked up and lock them up. The idea, cast as a, quote, public health law, is being prepared for the 2022 legislative sessions. It would allow the governor or his, quote, appointee to decide that anyone who is sick and poses a danger to others shall be detained in a, quote, medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises dedicated by the mayor or whoever he determines. And there wouldn't be forced medication, by the way, unless, of course, a court order allowed that to be the case, see? Now, this is interesting. The National Pulse is who has the details on this, in addition to WND.com. And they explain that the proposed law would allow authorities to remove and detain cases, contacts, carriers, or anyone suspected of creating a serious threat to public health. Yeah, they call it Bill A-416. Well, I say that it creates a battle for liberty for us all. The question is, what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? Will such concentration camps become a reality in the United States? And my response is this. If we the people do nothing, probably. If we stand up, not a chance. And...
Well, I mean, I think what we have to go back and look at is, you know, this is not so totally foreign when you consider there was the contact tracing bill, right? H.R. 6666. It shouldn't surprise anybody that New York State, where I called the former governor Andrew Cuomo that homicidal maniac who sentenced tens of thousands of his seniors to death by infecting nursing homes with sick patients. I mean, the man is just along with Governor Murphy, Whitmer, Inslee, Newsom, and Wolf. These are the homicidal maniac governors we see in our country. It shouldn't surprise anybody that this is something that they would absolutely advocate for and stand behind. When you look at New York State's 416, right there they say it. Removal and detention of cases, contacts, and carriers who are or may be a danger to public health. They can't be. This is right in the front page of their bill. You couldn't be any more clear than that, Sam.
Yeah, you're asymptomatic. Unreal. You don't even know you're sick, but I'm telling you right now, you're a carrier, and we're hauling you away for the good of the people. Huh. It's insane, ladies and gentlemen. They say they won't hold you for more than 60 days unless the court extends it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
I don't mean to laugh. I know this is a serious subject, but we have got to mock them till the cows come home. I feel like I'm in a clown theater show. Will such concentration camps become a reality in the United States? It all depends on what you, my fellow Americans, do. If you demand your freedoms, not a chance, but if you sit back, they will abuse you. Just look in the last couple of years what they've done. If I would have told you that 2 years ago, people would have said, you're off your rocker crazy, Sam. But now they're going, oh, man, how did you know? What's going on? Okay, look, the New York State lawmakers are being asked to really approve concentration camps, folks. Once behind locked doors, once they haul you off because you're a carrier, you might be asymptomatic, you don't even know you're sick, but they'll haul you off and go, hey. Once behind locked doors, the individuals will be forced to complete what they call an appropriate prescribed course of treatment, which might mean vaccination. Who knows what it is? The proposal so far is vague and suggests that it's, well, you might be a threat in the future, see? And what does that all mean? It's all vague. We don't know what they're really saying, except for the plan in New York allows roundups of individuals to begin after a detention order is posted in a, quote, conspicuous place there. Those locked up will be informed that they have a right to a hearing. Oh, yeah. What kind of hearing is that? A star chamber thugocracy hearing or what? All right. They say authorities will be required to offer to the prisoner that his or her family will be notified of the detention. So you don't even get a phone call like going to prison in the old days. You don't get one phone call. They'll just notify your family for you. They promise. Inmates are also required to behave to the satisfaction of authorities. A person who is detained in a medical facility or other, quote, appropriate facility or premises shall not conduct him or herself in an unacceptable manner, whatever that means. I mean, this thing just goes on and on, Ann.
It does go on and on. Again, though, you know, when you look at where we are financially, we're on the precipice of a complete and utter meltdown. Real estate market corrections are incoming. We have obliterated the dollar. We've got gold and silver are kind of stagnant. In fact, silver had a retreat the other day. So you would think if all this stuff was happening, why is the gold and silver prices staying somewhat flat? There's definitely something very odd happening. Cryptocurrencies are all over the map. I do believe in it, speaking with some of the people that I trust in terms of their financial outlook, because that's all they talk about. We're looking at a reset, the global reset that the globalists have been pushing for, but the battle is whether or not we can fight back and redirect that reset to benefit the global good and not just the, you know, the global technocrats, the people, the international banking community, the 3,000 people that frequent Davos on a yearly basis. So there is the war. And of course, if you look historically back, anytime there's been a reset, it's because these Nimrods have run up the debt and they've just destroyed the currency. And they're like, okay, well, we've done everything we can with that. So we're going to have a distraction over here, whether it's war or whatever, coronavirus, which is war. And we're going to reset the currency because we've destroyed it. So we got to start over. And they want to usher in this central banking digital currency, the CBDC, and they want to control that as well. And it will be the same model, but just in a digital format. So here's where I think we're sitting right now. They've got to use this massive distraction. They can get a twofer here, depopulate the planet, control us with their chips and their artificial intelligence, destroy the currency and start anew and start over and continue their reign of terror. And we have just got to rise up and say, no more. We're not doing it. We will not comply and recognize that our current United States of America, the Republic, has been a captured operation for some time, and we are not the free people that we think we are. We've got to get out from underneath this administrative state.
We need to be very clear, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to believe that we must engage in civil disobedience. Ladies and gentlemen, we're honoring the law. Remember the Declaration of Independence. They get their just power from the consent of the governed, which is us. Okay, so we're the ones that have the power, and we delegated it to them. We have every right, if they're abusing that power, to yank it back and say, we're not giving consent anymore. You're out of control, and you're going to stop. They're the ones that are involved in disobedience, Ann.
That's exactly right. Well, I've been saying for some time, Sam, that the United States government is the real domestic terror threat in this country. Look at what happened on January 6th. I interviewed Jake Arzalee the other day. He's the what they call the QAnon shaman, but he's really more of America shaman. He's a great guy, highly intelligent. I spent over an hour and a half with him on the phone. He's in solitary confinement. This is a guy who trespassed and went inside the Capitol and did not do physical damage, did not hurt anybody. But he, along with 40 plus other people, are sitting there rotting in D.C. Jails right now. And a lot of them are in solitary confinement, and they're basically losing their mind. It's been over 300 days, going on a full year down there, and they've yet to have, any sort of justice served. Jake, unfortunately, got 41 months. He opted to take prison so that he could get out of solitary confinement. That is the plea deal he took. And he's obviously appealing that, but he's hoping to move to a prison here shortly so he can have more access to people in general population. Just think about that. There's murderers running around, people who are rapists that get less of a sentence than what this man received. This is the FBI's operation. This is in concert with Nancy Pelosi. And this was all part of stealing the election so that they could continue on with their rape and pillage of our society, of our finances, of our way of life, of our freedom. These people don't have a soul. They worship a different God than we do. And clearly they don't recognize our God because they trample all over our God-given rights.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And I submit to you that if we, the people, don't start to stand up in mass numbers, and when I say stand up, we can do it peacefully so far. But you know what? Right now, for example, they asked Fauci if wearing masks on airplanes will ever go away. He says, I don't think so. Think about a statement like that. The guy's off his rocker nuts.
Well, you've got American Airlines and United Airlines CEOs coming out that they don't believe masks are necessary on airplanes right now. They're on record saying it, Sam. So, and I can tell you, just in the last few times I've flown, which is fairly regularly, I fly about once a week, a lot of the flight attendants have had an about face. And when I flew to San Francisco last month to go do a protest out on the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, with the Children's Health Defense Network and a variety of other people that showed up, we stopped traffic on the bridge and got a lot of attention, including international press. The BBC covered this event as well. I can tell you right now that the airlines were grateful. I told people on my way out there, flying from Florida to California, what I was doing, why I was going, and who I was supporting, which was all of them, to have the intestinal fortitude to stand up against these mandates and say, no, I'm going to not take the jab in lieu of the job. I'm not doing it. And these people were crying. They were literally crying in my arms. They were thanking me. They're like, thank you for standing up. We're so in fear, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's just it. They keep people in fear over their jobs because that's, when you go to work in an airline as a flight attendant, Sam, you either love the job or you don't do it, because that's not the kind of job you can just show up like punch a cash register and leave. That's a real commitment to a lifestyle. And people love that job. And they were feeling just devastated by what was being put in front of them. So I'm telling you, we have this. We just have to continue to dig deep inside our, inside of us and go, God's with us. He gave us the rights, our freedoms. We need to tell the government, you don't issue rights. You issue privileges, and I don't want to pay for those privileges anymore. Thank you, no. So there's where we are, Sam.
And the real issue is we need to let Americans know what others are doing. That's one of the real roles we play as truth tellers, is we're clearing houses of information. People need to know that these two airline leaders spoke before Congress and said, look, the masks don't do anything. They're bogus. And then we need to really highlight when, you know what, bureaucrats and professional do-gooders and liberals in the mainstream press pushed back and attacked these CEOs. But the CEOs were spot on telling the truth. And again, we need to make sure that people are aware of all these different pushbacks. Because at first you think you're alone and you think, well, when I push back, it just goes wrong. Even my family members get embarrassed and turn against me. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Well, people need to understand this kind of stuff and go, well, wait a minute. I am making a huge difference. The pushback is working. There are more of us. And making sure that we don't feel alone and making sure that we have the information that we need is key, Ann.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, Sam, I guess I ask you this. You're doing one heck of a job with your radio show here. This is a huge commitment on your part to do this 2 hours every single day, in addition to your commitments at CSPOA. It's, you've got a lot on your plate. What do you think that people out there that are not in media can do that would be effective in terms of restoring your God-given rights and well as our constitutional republic? What are you advocating for people to do?
I'm advocating for people to really make a difference by funding and supporting the new media taking center stage. And you need funding. I know it's not cheap for you to do TV. We all need to support the sponsors of the radio programs and the TV programs that we're involved in. We all need to literally double down and get involved in our own way. Join the CSPOA, CSPOA.org. Get involved in supporting Ann Vandersteel. Get involved in, okay, there's a lot people can do. And you know what? You don't have to change the world by 3 o'clock. You just have to play your part. Every little teeny bit helps. And everybody can basically spend the time to find out where they belong. You might not be a great talker, so you don't need to do talk radio. You can write, or you can be a funder behind the scenes, or you can, everybody's got a role to play. I suggest you get on your knees and pray and say, hey, where do I fit in, Lord, in the sacred cause of liberty? And I'm telling you, if you have an open heart and an open mind, he'll show you, Ann.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, one of the things that we do at Steel Truth is a lot of times we offer a call to action. And I think one of the most fundamental call to actions we can do is, as General Flynn says, local action has national impact. And I just joined the Sarasota Moms for America because I live down here in Sarasota. And I'm excited to be a part of that. We just having moved to Sarasota, so I'm very excited to engage with the local community. But also, I think, attending school board meetings. I've got a friend of mine, Martin Hyde. He's running for Congress against a real rhino, Vern Buchanan, down here, who literally is a complete hypocrite, flies around in jets and talks, and he's also signed on the Paris Accord, one of the Republicans to sign Joe Biden.
There's two keys to get people elected, ladies and gentlemen. One is a little bit of cash, and another is a lot of foot soldiers. And you know what? You can do with a lot less cash if you have real foot soldiers on the ground making a difference. But if you think you can run for office without foot soldiers or without a penny, forget it. Okay, you don't have to have a ton of both. You can beat the guys with less money and less foot soldiers, but you've got to have a dedicated team on the ground, and you've got to have enough money to carry it off. And to pretend that isn't true is a lie. But you can do it with a very, very thin foot soldier group and a little bit of money if you're dedicated enough. But you got to have both components, Ann.
That's exactly right. I mean, case in point, the trucker in New Jersey who defeated the president of the New Jersey Senate with $157 invested in the entire campaign. So it can be done.
Ann Vandersteel, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Steeltruth.com, her website. No doubt she's a truth teller, 9 p.m. Eastern on Bridey on TV and on a bunch of other incredible networks. Ann and her producer, Liz, do a phenomenal job. Check it out, steeltruth.com. Ann, we hope you come back soon.
Be my honor, Sam. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to talking to you soon, and have a great Merry Christmas.
There she goes, doing a phenomenal job, ladies and gentlemen. We, the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore the greatest country on the face of the earth. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.